I go to Ner Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shir, number 178. In Rabbi Zelda Pleskin's Sefer, to taking action, to believe that you can be an action-oriented person. Everyone most likely would say, I would want to become such a person who takes consistent action. That would enhance my life. That would enhance the life of others. And some people actually change themselves and become that way, but while others don't. And believing that you have the ability to develop that quality is a key difference between them. The belief in yourself, no matter how you were procrastinating or not that active in the past, people who don't believe that they can change is problematic. But if you believe that you could be an action-oriented person, and you ask that person, if you would find it easier and enjoyable to take action with Zerizis, would you like to do that? Of course they'd say yes. Do you believe that you can actually develop that take action now habit? Some believe it, some don't believe it. And those who sincerely believe that they could become that way, they're open to follow what the Rambam's advice is. The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka brings down that the way to master any trait is to do a positive action again and again and again. It's brought down in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. When you develop a habit of constantly doing the actions that are consistent with a positive trait, the positive trait will become internalized. Agav, you know, in the Rambam, when it comes to tzedakah, he brings down the Yesod, that it's better to give, let's say, if you have $100 of tzedakah to give, for the one who's giving it, it's beneficial to give $1 to 100 people over giving a $100 bill to one person. And the reason behind that is because your every act, every specific act of chesed is purifying you and giving you that giving nature. And the more you practice it and the more you do it, the more you'll become that type of person. So if you view yourself as lazy or as a procrastinator, you have to ask yourself, how do I change that mindset? And again, it makes no difference what age you are, quote unquote, I'm set in my ways. No, no, no. Doesn't make a difference how old you are. You have the ability to change your mindset and then act upon it. Or act upon it and then your mindset changes. Of course it's easier said than done. Everything is said easier than done. Actually doing it, not just saying it, that takes effort. And to take action every day takes effort. You need to make that special effort. And when you make that special effort, then your brain forms neural pathways that the more frequently you do something, the easier it becomes for you to repeat that positive pattern. And every action you take with the intention of building up that mental memory and archive of acting with Zerizis, it gets stored in your brain. And the more actions you take with the intention of increasing your level of Zerizis, the more it'll become natural to you to do that. And we always live in the present. And in the present, we have the ability to choose our thoughts and choose our actions. And we have the ability right at this moment to take positive actions. And it's not as hard as people make it out to be. You need to take one positive action at a time. That is all. One positive action. And then another positive action. And you persist at it. And you will be more matzliach than you can imagine. So if you're not sure how to do this, of course, you ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya, and you try to find a teacher or a mentor or a friend or a coach who believes in you and your abilities, someone you respect, someone that's inspiring and motivating to embed in you a stronger, deeper belief in yourself and belief in Hashem that created you and gave you a powerful tool to use this. So here is an anecdote that Rabbi Zelda Pliskin brings down. He says a middle-aged person told him the following story about himself. He said as follows. Growing up, I was considered very lazy by my parents and teachers. I didn't like being told what to do, and I found many things that I was asked to do to be uninteresting and boring. A great teacher changed my life when I was 15 years old. I used to walk a bit round-shouldered, and my parents frequently told me to sit up and walk with a straighter back, but their nagging didn't help. One day, my teacher told me that I was overdoing it by trying to act so humble. He told me I should increase my inner pride and walk straight. But I answered, I'm not trying to be humble. I think that it's just part of my laziness that I sit and walk the way I do. And his teacher responded, "But you are not lazy. I see you as a person who is prompt. I see you as someone who devotes himself to his studies. The things that push off doing are things that you don't consider important. But whenever you view something as important, you have tremendous energy to do all you can." Now, he said, "I never viewed myself that way, and I greatly respected this teacher, and I felt that he was sincere in his assessment of my character and personality. And from then on, I believed that I was a person who had the basic elements that I needed to be an action-oriented person. And I was committed to live up to the positive picture this teacher had of me. And even if I had to do something that I was not enthusiastic in doing, it was became important to me to take action. And after weeks of doing more than I have done before, my belief in myself as being a person who takes action grew exponentially. And this was a tremendous turning point in my life. I firmly believe that every single person can take action to accomplish a lot in life. I saw that what one's belief in me had done for me, and I view it as part of my mission in life to have a positive effect on the lives of others." That's very important. So many of you, even if you currently feel you're lacking and you're lazy, try to reframe that. And then he has a chapter with formulas of taking action now. And this is what he says: to take action now and not just talk about doing it. Take action now and not just try to do it. Take action now and don't say you'll do it later. Take action now and don't focus on how difficult it might be. Take action now and don't give excuses why you don't feel like doing it. Take action now and don't blame other people for causing you to be lazy. Take action now and don't say easier said than done. Take action now and don't say that eventually you'll get around to it. So a wise person doesn't wait until a new habit becomes a habit. They create that habit until it comes automatic over time. An anecdote: a fairly successful businessman said to me, "My life is going pretty well and I have accomplished many things already, but I tend to push things off. Eventually, however, I do take action. I realize that I'm draining my energy by spending a lot of time contemplating what I need to do instead of doing it right away. The ironic thing is that I do end up doing many things, but in my own mind, I'm a procrastinator. And that is how others perceive me. They know I am postponing, but will eventually do what I know I should do. At the last moment, I'm always in a rush. So my tendency to take action later rather than sooner comes at a high price. And I experience more stress, more tension than is healthy for me. And what advice do you have for me?" And Pliskin said, he recently wrote in the section, he told himself, take action now. "And every day you do many hundreds of things. You make telephone calls each day. You send many emails, you buy things and go to daven and to learn. I know you're a person who's serious about personal growth, so I would suggest the following: that each day before you do something, say to yourself, take action now. When you're making a telephone call, say to yourself, take action now. And then dial. The email also, take action now. And when you put the key into the door, when you leave the house or ready to enter, take action now. That's an association you're making in your mind now. Because you're going to do those things anyway. And now you're associating that action with that verb, with that word, take action now. You do this 25 times a day for 2 weeks and experiment what happens. You carry a notebook with you, mark every time you say it. He did this experiment. It built up his self-image of being a person who takes action now. And after repeating this so many times, he noticed when he was about to say, I'll do this later, an inner voice told him, take action now. So this is the concept, by the way, of positive affirmations. We learn a lot of yesidais in those, again, we're alternating between, right now, between Rabbi Twersky's book on self-esteem and Rabbi Pliskin's book on Zrizus. So you'll have some shiurim alternating with those two svarim. But in this one, in taking action now, you see here a theme of what the Chinuch and the Mesillas Yesharim emphasize very often, that the chitzonius ma'irer es ha'pnimius, that the outer actions of a person changes your inner states. And also the idea of affirmations, of self-talking in a healthy way. I can do it. I can do it. And again, this is not a matter of being hasty with your mind being, your mind. Here's the key that people also don't understand. This is not where you're doing things impulsively without thinking. People also make a mistake and they say, oh, you're just running into doing things. But with a person that's worked through, they're taking action, they're doing it quickly and promptly, but with a full awareness. With a full awareness, and they're being careful. They're not, you know, if it's something that they have to think about before doing, of course they do think about it, but then they do it with a clarity. And this is something also that requires siyata d'shmaya, that you daven for it. And Abol Ataya Masayinu Yis, Hashem should give everyone the siyata d'shmaya to be able to do this. This is so dramatically transformative in a person's life, in all areas of life, including Shalom Bayis. When a husband and a wife see in each other that new formed proactiveness of actually taking action and being happy to take action and doing things that they need to do with a simcha, with a calmness, with an alacrity, they develop a greater respect for one another and a love and appreciation for one another, and the whole family life becomes much more enhanced and beautiful. Bracha v'atzlacha.